Ever heard that line, from the $6 million man? Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. That whole better, stronger, faster thing.
Yeah, classic.
Turns out it's not just for 70s sci-fi anymore.
Right.
It's like the future of sales is heading that way. Today, we're diving into this world
Yeah.
of AI-powered selling.
Okay.
And Jeb Blount is going to be our guide. Before you go picturing,
Yeah.
robots stealing all the deals, Blount's like, hold up. He doesn't see AI as replacing salespeople. He
Interesting.
says it's more like AI is a superpower.
I see. Yeah, it's like Iron Man, not Terminator. Right.
Exactly.
That's a good way to put it. What I find really fascinating is how Blount connects these like classic sci-fi ideas to what's actually happening in AI now. I mean, this whole merging of human skills with tech, it's not new,
But
right?
it's really becoming a reality. And in sales, which we always think of as like so human-centric.
Totally.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about like some far-off thing either. Blount breaks down how AI is already shaking things up.
Okay, I like that.
Like, take personalized content. Imagine you're about to walk into this big meeting
Yeah, high stakes.
instead of scrambling to tailor that generic pitch, right?
Right.
AI just, boom, generates a presentation that speaks directly to that client's pain points.
Wow.
No more one size fits all. It's laser focused value from the start.
That's huge. That ability to personalize on that scale
Right.
changes the game for sure. And think about the efficiency, right? All that time you get back.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of doing those tasks, you can walk in confident, knowing you're not just pitching, you're solving their problem. It'd be like having, I don't know, a whole marketing team prepping just for you.
Yeah.
But let's talk prospecting,
Okay, yeah.
because nobody likes cold calling roulette.
No.
Blount talks about AI being this prospecting powerhouse. It goes through mountains of data, makes these laser-focused lists.
Right.
You're not just getting names, you're getting leads who are primed to buy.
That's what you want. It's not just finding them, it's like knowing when they're ready.
Oh, interesting.
AI can look at the data, see patterns maybe we miss, and kind of predict when they're going to be most receptive.
So no more of those calls where you can tell they're just not feeling it.
Exactly. It's like having, what, a sixth sense almost?
Right. I get why people might get nervous, like robot takeover time. But Blount doesn't stop there. He gets into AI, making sure nothing slips through the cracks.
Okay, how so?
We're talking perfectly timed follow-ups, the relevant ones.
Right.
So you stay top of mind, but you're not lifting a finger. It's all automated.
See, that's where that better, faster, stronger really comes in.
Right.
Those repetitive things, data heavy,
Yeah.
AI excels, frees us up for the relationship building that matters.
Okay, but are you ready for the mind-blowing part?
I think so. Hit me.
AI might be able to basically predict the future,
Whoa, okay.
at least when it comes to sales.
I'm listening.
We're talking advanced sales forecasting that's light years ahead of the old ways.
Really?
Imagine AI looking at massive data, giving you these incredibly accurate predictions.
So instead of just reacting to whatever's happening,
Go
you're
run.
ahead of the curve.
It changes how you plan, your resources, everything.
That's huge for strategy, being agile, all of it.
Like having a crystal ball.
Right.
But powered by data, not magic.
I like it.
Even in this high-tech world, I think we can all use some help, like sharpening our skills
I'm
sometimes.
sure.
And that's where Blount's ideas get really interesting. He talks about AI for like virtual role-playing
Oh, okay.
to train.
Almost like a personalized coach available 24/7.
Yeah.
You can practice anything, the pitch, handling objections,
Okay.
even closing deals. But it's safe, it's simulated.
Right.
That ability to practice and get feedback, it can really speed up your development.
And the best part is, you can totally bomb that simulated pitch 1,000 times.
Right. No harm done.
And no real clients are like hurt in the process.
Exactly.
So we've got personalized pitches, targeted prospecting, automated follow-ups,
Yeah.
even AI forecasting and training, starting to see how much potential this has.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot to unpack.
But does this mean human salespeople are like extinct?
Right. That's the big
Well,
question.
that's where things get really, really interesting.
So, with all this talk about what AI can do, you got to wonder, right? Does that mean human salespeople, like, we're out of job?
The robots are taking over.
Right. But that's where Blant's like, nope. He makes this really strong counter argument.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
This is where it gets good. He's saying AI isn't about replacing us. It's about, how do you put it? Enhancing.
I like that. So not versus, but like working with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Human with machine, this powerful team up.
Got it. But why is he so adamant that we still need that human touch, even with all this automation going on.
Because at its heart, sales is about relationships.
Right, right.
Sure, AI can send those perfectly timed emails, personalized like crazy.
Yeah.
But to really get a client to trust you, to see what they need even when they don't say it.
Subtle stuff.
That takes emotional intelligence. AI can't, at least not yet, do that.
So it's like AI gives you all the data in the world.
Right.
But it's that gut feeling you get in a real conversation. You can't program that into an algorithm.
Exactly. And empathy, that's huge GE in sales.
Especially with those big deals.
Totally. The complex ones, huge negotiations, lots of stakeholders, all that.
Right. Everyone wants something different.
And rarely does it go perfectly to plan. That's when experience, intuition, being able to think on your feet.
Yeah, human stuff.
That's where it's invaluable.
Because, like, you can have the fanciest GPS, but sometimes you just need a local to tell you the shortcuts.
Exactly.
And let's be real, wouldn't you rather hear a pitch from a person than a chatbot? Even if that chatbot had perfect grammar.
Right, right.
And knew, like, your entire Amazon purchase history. Sometimes, gotta have that human touch.
It comes back to trust. People buy from people they like.
Makes sense.
And while AI can make you sound all personalized and fancy, it's the human connection, that back and forth.
The real deal.
That's what builds rapport that lasts.
So it's not really about picking sides then with Bland. It's finding that sweet spot where human and AI...
Like a well-oiled machine.
Exactly. They work together.
You got it. Recognizing what each side is good at and using that to like maximize the potential. AI does the data heavy lifting, the automation.
All right, the robot stuff.
And that frees you up to focus on the relationship, the strategy, using your creativity to solve problems.
Okay, I'm with you. So, okay, this is what I really want to dig into. What does this look like?
Yeah.
How do we actually make this human machine dream team work in sales?
All right, so picture this. You walk into a meeting.
Okay.
You're not just prepped with that personalized pitch, right? The AI has gone deeper. It's given you these crazy insights about the client.
Oh, okay.
What they need, what they like, maybe even some tailored solutions are already like drafted up.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
It's like having Jarvis from Iron Man feeding you intel on the fly.
Exactly. So you're not scrambling, no more generic stuff. You're in there with confidence.
Right.
You can focus on the good stuff, building that connection, listening to them, really crafting solutions.
So less about the AI closing the deal for us, more like it clears the runway.
Yeah, yeah.
And we swoop in, human touch, we get to be strategic.
There you go.
Creative, focus on that real value for the client.
It's all about leverage. AI does the heavy lifting, data, numbers.
Right, stuff we'd rather not do.
Exactly, that frees you up for the high impact stuff, the things only a human can do, the relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
Solving problems in creative ways, getting those outcomes for the client.
It's like Blount says, this is how you become the, what, the $6 million salesperson of the future?
Right.
Not just good, but AI enhanced, operating at a whole new level.
And it's not one or the other, it's both,
yeah.
Right? Data driven, but with that human element.
Got it.
That's key here. The future isn't some robot takeover. It's about us, humans, and AI working together, each side using its strengths. The question isn't, will AI take my job? It's more like,
right.
How can I use this to be better at what I do, to become, you know, unstoppable?
Love that. So there you have it, the future of sales, where AI helps us be faster, stronger.
Billioner.
And yes, even better. It's about technology making that human connection even stronger.
Absolutely.
Something to think about as we all navigate this exciting new world of selling.